In North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. Let me say what a joy and a privilege it is to bring you our Be a Light broadcast this morning. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for your continued prayers, and we love you this morning. So we ask that you pray for us, and we'll say and do that and be pleasing to the Lord on this fine day that he's given us. We've got a couple of wonderful songs picked out. I hope that it'll be a blessing to you, and we'll introduce our first song in just a moment. First of all, I want to go to the Lord in word of prayer, and you know, if we could take prayer requests over the air this morning, I would certainly do that. But the Lord knows all about each and every one of our prayer requests. So we just ask that you remember them this morning and those that have asked an interest in our prayers. I believe it's important for us to remember them and consider their needs this morning, and know that God is able to provide those needs today. So bow with us as we go to the Lord in prayer. Our kind and our loving and our gracious Heavenly Father this morning, God, we love you, God, from the bottom of our heart today. We love you, and we honor and praise, glorify your holy name today. God, I pray, Lord, that you look down upon this service today, God, that Lord will say and do that. Lord, that we'll be pleasing unto you. God, I pray, Lord, that you would revelate our minds and our hearts this morning. God, that we'd look into your word. God, we'd humble ourselves, God, before this good people, God, that's listening to us today. And Lord, I pray, God, for whatever the need of the hour is. And God, you know every heart, everyone that's bowed, everyone that has bowed heads this morning. God, just, God, we want to offer our thanksgiving up to you. God, we want to offer our praises up to you this morning, God, because you have done so much for us. And God, I realize we've done so little for you. Now, I know that you love us today. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. God, if there be a listener today, God, that don't know you, Lord, as their Savior, God, I pray that today would be that wonderful day that they could accept you, Lord, on the terms of the gospel, God, and they would be saved before it's everlasting too late. Go with us now. Lead us, guide us, Lord, and direct us that we might be obedient and follow your blessed whole will this morning. Go with us now. Lead us in our church service, God, not only there at community, God, but wherever your people, God, have met together. God, I pray, Lord, you bless all your people this morning. Bless all your servants that stand to preach the word of God. And I ask all these favors in thy name. And for Jesus' sake, I pray unto you this morning, God. Amen and amen. Thank God this morning that he hears our prayers. And, you know, it's not every time that we condition our mind and our heart and our soul in a manner that would be pleasing the Lord, but I trust that he has heard your prayers. He's heard our prayers this morning. We have a wonderful song to start out the program. And this song kind of sings about the thought that's upon our heart today. So you listen as the Primitive Quartet, a group that we truly love this morning. Listen as the Primitive Quartet sing, "My Hope Is in the Blood." I hope you get a blessing out of this.
Every hope that
I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. Though the billows are raging and we're tossed to and fro, there is peace beneath that flow. My heart is in the blood of the precious Lamb of God. There is no other fountain so sweet, so sweet. It has washed away my sin, gave me peace and joy within. My home is anchored in His blood, His precious blood. Only one thing when the time shall come to die, the treasures of this world won't mean a thing. But the joy of knowing Jesus will banish all my fears, for He took away death's sting. My hope is in my sin, gave me peace and joy within. My hope is anchored in His blood, His precious blood. My hope is anchored in His blood.
I appreciate that wonderful song this morning, and such a great message. I believe we could just close the book on it right now and say it's been good to be here before you, to be able to pray freely and ask God for His forgiveness and His kind, loving mercy today and all of His blessings. I could say it's been good to just hear that great song that these men have sung, My Hope is in the Blood. But I do want to read a little scripture. I began to search the scriptures and began to look up references to hope and the blood. And there's a lot of different places that we could read this morning in your hearing, but we want to read this maybe one verse and over in the book of Acts, I believe it is, and we may read one other verse over in Revelation, maybe 12th chapter. I may read one verse there. We'll just trust the Lord and see what He would have us to do this morning. Acts chapter number 20 and verse 28. I want to start 28. I don't know if I'll read more than that verse or not, but you pray for us as we look into His holy word this morning and think about this thought, my hope is in the blood, as they sung that song. So think about that this morning. Acts 20 and verse 28 reads like this. May God bless the reading of His word today. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Boy, that ought to be a warning to each and every one of us today to be vigilant, to be about the Father's business, that we might be on our guard, we might be on our toes this morning, that we might sound the trumpet when we see danger coming around us. But I'm glad that because of the blood today, that we are more than conquerors, that we, by the Holy Ghost today, the Bible said he has made us overseers, that we might feed the church. And I tell you, that's a great work. That's a great task set before us, that we might feed the church of God, that people might hear the gospel today. And hey, I want to be honest with you today. There's so much that is before us today. We need to be about the Father's business. We need to be expedient, to not waste any time. We just need to be work and not depart from the faith today. But we need to just hold fast to the Lord. We need to hold fast to the Word of God today. And now I've read these couple of verses in your hearing. We'll continue to read. I've read verse 28 and 29. Let me go ahead and look at verse 30 of the 20th chapter, book of Acts. And as of your own self shall men arise, speaking verse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I have ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you God to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And we'll stop right there. And that's here as Paul was, giving his farewell greetings to the Ephesians, the elders there. He looked back on the things that maybe God bid him to do, and how he saw his faults. And I want to be like that today. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect today. And we don't always listen to the Holy Spirit of God when it beckons us to do something. But we need to feed the church. We need to preach the gospel. You say, well, preacher, only the pastors and called men of God are the only ones that are able to preach the gospel. But I believe there's more than just preaching the gospel as a pastor or a God-called man. I believe all of us maybe has a form of being that preacher, that minister that might feed the flock. I believe each and every one of us has a calling upon our life that we might proclaim the word of God. We might proclaim that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun today. And hey, you don't have to be a God-called preacher to send that message out into a lost and a dying world. I believe he commands all of us that we go out in the highways and byways and compel the lost to come in. And it's not just as a pastor or an evangelist or a missionary, but I believe you can send the word of God out through your life of obedience and through that of sacrifice. And hey, you may not be any more than just a lay member, a church member that comes into the house of God and just prays for all those that have these specific jobs. And that's a great ministry within itself. And people can look at your life and realize that, hey, there's much to being a servant of God today. I'm thankful. My hope surely is in the blood of the Lamb this morning. My hope's in the blood of Jesus Christ today. There's a lot of things that we trust in, and there's a lot of individuals that we trust, and there's people that are very good friends of mine. If they tell me something, and they are, maybe they send me on a task to do, I trust that I will succeed in that, because I've got trust in them that they'll not lead me astray. They might give me directions somewhere and want me to deliver a message for someone or deliver a gift to someone. They might send me on my way, and they might equip me with everything that I need. And my hope and my desire is that I'll get to that finish line. Now I'll finish that race. I'll finish that task that is set before me, and I trust that they've not led me astray. But my hope is in that I trust them with. My hope this morning is in the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, and I trust him that he wouldn't tell me that I'll be all right if I accept him on the terms of the gospel. I trust him, and I believe that I'll make it through the course of this life. How will I make it through? By the blood today, by that sweet, blessed hope that God gives each and every one of us today. And my desire and my hope is that God will visit you in your church service this morning, and he might pass by in a mighty way, but in that small, still voice. How can he pass by in a mighty way with a small, still voice? I can't find words to describe it, but I believe you know what I'm talking about when you say, well, hey, I feel the presence of God. I feel the presence of God right now, and he's passed by this way where I'm standing trying to preach to you this morning. How do we get that feeling? How do we get that desire to be blessed of God? How do we get that desire to leave out of this old world and move into a better place than this world has to offer? How do we obtain those things through that hope of the blood today, through Jesus Christ? And he loved us enough. God loved us, each and every one. You say, well, hey, God don't know me. Hey, God knows each and every one of us. He knows the intentions of our heart. He knows the hairs upon our head. Each and every one of those hairs are numbered. God knows that, and he loves us. How much did he love us? He loved us enough to send his darling son to go there, bear all the pain and agony of the cross and that of dying there upon the cross. Why'd he die? Because he loved us that much, and he sent his only begotten Son, that the Bible said, whosoever will believeth in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. That's where our hope lies today. I hope and pray that your hope is in the blood as well. You can hope for many things in this world. You can hope of this world. Hey, in this world, and the things that are temporary here, hey, they'll cause you to go to hell today. But you put your trust and hope in the blood today, I believe you'll find peace and harmony with Christ today. I believe you'll find comfort for your soul in that of the Lord. If you trust him and you believe on him today, he'll set you free. He'll set you free from the bondage of this world. He'll set you free of the burden and the bondage that Satan, that stronghold that he has upon you, that of the flesh. I tell you, the flesh tends to listen to that of the call of Satan. But I tell you, we got to overcome the flesh today, that we might listen to that beckoning call from God, from that Holy Spirit of God today, and we might be a worthy vessel that might go out and be as a light upon a hill, not as a candlestick hidden under a bushel, hidden in a place that it's not very high. But hey, God wants us to set our candlestick on a very high hill, that we might let our light shine from that candlestick out in the lost and the dying world, because hey, this world is dark today. This world is gloomy. This world is in sad shape. God needs you and I to be about his business, that we might spread the gospel, that we might be overseers of the church of God, that we might realize that, hey, we need to feed the sheep today. We need to feed these little lambs out here. We need to feed them of the right things, not of the wrong things today. But, hey, we'll give an account for those things, the seeds that we sow. Hey, we'll give an account for that. This morning, I want to realize, I want you to realize today that we've been bought by a price, and hey, it doesn't cost us money. It doesn't cost anything. But I tell you what, it does cost. It costs Jesus Christ to die upon the cross. Hey, this is a free gift. Hey, we're purchased with his blood today. Hey, that blood that he shed there upon Calvary, he shed it for you, he shed it for me, he shed it for the most wicked person that's ever entered into this world. He's shed that blood for that rich man. He shed that blood for that poor man, that poor beggar. Hey, let me tell you, just cause you're poor, that doesn't mean you get into heaven. Just cause you're rich doesn't mean you'll go to hell. But I tell you what will cause you to go to hell is not believing in the Son of God, not believing in the blood today that was shed there upon Calvary, that blood can wash your souls white as snow. Though our sins be as crimson, hey, he'll wash us as white as the snow today. That's how God can take this old sin sick body, this sin sick soul today, and save it, make it a new creature. Hey, I'm not my own anymore. I've been bought by a price, been bought by the blood today, and I've got a better place to go when this walk of life is over. You've got a better place to go when this walk of life is over. All you got to do is accept him on the terms of the gospel. What are the terms of the gospel? I believe he tells us we're to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, that we might surrender our life. We might surrender our heart, and we might surrender our soul unto him, that we might be saved. I tell you, God's still in the saving business today. You say, well, hey, God's not saving people anymore. I tell you, God's still willing to save as many people as he ever has, where we've gone wrong, as we've come short of the glories of God. We as individuals, we as humans today, put our trust in so many other things rather than trusting God this morning. I tell you, time has just flew by. We're just about out of time. I want to play this last song for you. God been our helper, and we want to close out with the Hoppers singing the Eastern Gate, and I believe it'll be a blessing to you today. We love you. Community Baptist Church loves you. God loves you more than anything. May God bless you is our prayer.
Be too. 97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.